studio is Burl Kelton, who's the Public Information Officer for the U.S. Small Business Administration. He's going to tell us about disaster relief for people who had losses from Hurricane Irene. Burl, welcome to WGXC.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to share with you a little bit about where we're at in terms of the disaster recovery. We're a federal partner with FEMA, I think we were talking about that, and provide long-term low-interest loans, federal loans, for people that have been affected, including renters and homeowners, as well as business from the hurricane and tropical storm Lee.
Now, this we're coming up to a deadline, I think.
Right. December 15th is the deadline for application. If you are able to get your application completed and returned to us by that date, then we'll work with you time-wise if there are still things that need to be done. For example, assessments or contractors' estimates, things like that. Just getting that application in is the important first step, because once that's done, we can begin to work with you. And if we don't see that by the 15th, we can't go back.
Now, we are talking about businesses and home-based businesses, and who's eligible?
And homeowners and renters. If a renter, person who's renting, lost personal property, we can provide up to $40,000 for the recovery of uncompensated damage. So if they, by some chance, had insurance, then whatever's left over after the insurance pays is what we're looking at out of that $40,000, including personal vehicles. So if a person lost their vehicle and that's their only loss, then we can look at a loan for them as far as that. And the interest rate is simple and annual, 2.5% for homeowners and renters, 4% for business.
Hmm.
And then for business, there's up to $2 million of uncompensated damage available, which can include economic injury. Economic injury is where a business lost money, their ability to have business or to operate the business, either because they didn't have employees coming to work, didn't have customers, or didn't have access, and expenses continue. So we're able to help with a low-interest, long-term loan for payments on that side of it.
Now, is there a monetary limit on this also, or are we strictly talking about a time deadline?
Well, there is a $2 million limit for businesses, and that, again, is uncompensated. So whatever is beyond whatever they might have received from insurance for business loss or for the structure, if they own the structure. Now, there is one other aspect of this, and that is that if the state offers money for recovery, typically what we see is that they require that a person who is an applicant, first of all, or had applied for federal assistance. So even though in this case where the money is voluntary, the loans, when they learn what their eligibility is, if they decide not to take the money, that's fine. What we're looking for is just that they recover. But if they're applying for state or local money, grant money, typically the first requirement is that they would have applied or participated in the federal programs. So that's one other aspect.
You said earlier, I think, that this was a presidential declaration. Explain why that's important.
Okay. Typically, the Small Business Administration Disaster Assistance is responding to many different levels of disaster declarations, either by a local governor or state agencies, Department of Commerce, things like that during the year. But the declaration that brings FEMA into the picture and allows us to make loans to individuals is the presidential level, where the president actually responds to the governor's request for a declaration at the national level or presidential level. So once that takes place, then the resources of FEMA, which is the national agency, come into play, and SBA and other local national agencies come into play in terms of providing help and resources.
I see there are some specific limits here, $200,000 for home loans, up to $2 million for business loans. Are you making a lot of loans at those levels?
Well, there are not necessarily a lot of loans at those particular levels, but we have made over $100 million in loan approvals, just SBA, separate from FEMA approvals in the state of New York so far. And, of course, with Hurricane Irene, there were several states involved, and each state has a separate accounting, if you will, of the assistance, and we work with each state that has had a presidential declaration.
And this applies only to uninsured losses?
Correct. And for homeowners, it would be on their primary residence. So what we're doing is helping people get back to their primary residence or, in the case of a renter, into rental property or assistance that they might have been in.
It says something here about mitigation improvement. Can you tell us what that might mean?
Sure. One of the things that's a real benefit of the programs that SBA offers is that we also provide assistance not for just direct loss, but also prevention of future similar kinds of loss, and that's where the mitigation comes into it. A property owner can work with a local engineer or contractor to figure out a good way to provide protection from similar kinds of loss in the future. In this case, flooding, for example, and we will be able to provide additional money just for the mitigation aspect of it, in addition to whatever the loan eligibility would be for recovery of the physical property, up to 20% of that loss can be added.
That seems to me really important, since we seem to be having more of these incidents than we ever did before.
Yes, it really does seem to be an advantage, and it's important that people start thinking about that, because it seems like the weather people are telling us that things are going to get worse in one way or another, and if we can prevent damage in the future, that's going to be a real benefit to everyone. When you talk about federal programs, of course, we know that our friends and neighbors are all helping pay for those funds. So anything that will help reduce the cost in the future is a benefit.
Are you seeing more? Is SBA giving out more disaster related loans? Is it actually increasing, or is it just our concept that it seems like there's been bigger storms and bigger problems?
Well, I think the storms have been more severe, particularly this year. I don't know in the long term. Of course, we only have 50 years of records and 100 years of weather records, so it's hard to know really what we're seeing. But we do know that this year has been particularly active. I've been in 7 states since May working disaster, and most of it has been flood or tornado or hurricane. So we know that this year particularly has been a problem. I think we marked a $50 billion milestone this year as far as disaster relief in general. So that's a lot of money, and anything we can do to help out, make things better in terms of the recovery, or to help mitigate or prevent as much damage in the future is going to be a help.
So how do people get in touch with you?
Well, now, since we're so close to the deadline, the best way would be to call the 800 number, and that's 800-659-2955. That's for the Small Business Administration Disaster Assistance. They'll put you in touch with a person who can answer your questions, help you with an application, processing, that sort of thing, 800-659-2955. And if you are holding an application that you receive from FEMA, which is part of the process for getting assistance from FEMA, it's really important for you to fill out as much as you can and return that to us, so that if there is loan eligibility, we can help you with that. And you do have 6 months to make a decision once you have your eligibility. If you never use it, that's fine. We don't we don't care. But if there is a need for it, we'd like to be able to have that available to you. A lot of times what we find is that people who have chosen to make the recovery on their own, particularly with remodeling or replacing physical property, they sometimes get right down to the very end and discover that they have run out of money or find new expenses that they hadn't anticipated. And by holding that SBA loan eligibility in reserve, it can be a help at the time of most need.
This loan eligibility, is that something you can let people know rather quickly?
Usually once we have all the information, and of course every case is individual, and we treat each case individually, but once we have all of the information, usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get a decision. And then once the decision is made, it's up to the applicant to decide how much or how little that they'd like to use. And then, of course, just going through the paperwork and completing all of that, we can make direct deposit deposits of the eligibility that the person is interested in using. And then the first payment is not due until the 5 months after the first disbursement. So they still have time to, use the money, get things back to normal, and take a look at how they're going to work with us before that first payment is due.
You have a local office in Windham?
The local office is closing today. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the local office is closing today.
That's too bad.
We were hoping that we could get everyone in that was going to come in, but you can still talk to a person and work with someone individually through that 800 number.
I noticed that the money can be used to relocate, and I've heard, this is just anecdotal, I guess, but people are saying that a lot of people are coming down from Prattsville and so on into Catskill now and starting businesses there. Are you finding that's true?
Well, what we're finding is that people are making decisions about whether they're going to stay where they have been so terribly affected. In Prattsville, as an example, it will be a long time, in my estimation, before town is really back to normal. But we do have a program that allows folks to use the money that they're eligible for to relocate their homes or businesses to a place that would be probably better if you're afraid that there's going to be another flood like there has been this year.
Burrell, is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
Well, I think we would like to be able to help people understand that it's really important that they complete their application, that the SBA be a part of their recovery, and that we'd like to work with them in whatever way that we can to help. If there's any questions that they have about the application, the 800 number is a good way to do that. I'm still going to be here locally about 10 more days. So if they'd like to call the station and then have them relay the question to me, I'd be glad to do that. Or if there's someone out there that would like me to stop by and talk with them, I can do that the same way. I'm currently based out of Windham, so I'm mobile, and I'd be willing to travel in the county wherever I can be of assistance.
Thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.